Thanks for downloading this episode of Andy Jones Live. We hope that you'll be able to laugh and maybe even learn a little bit today.
DJ, we just did a youth night called Safe at Home. And the whole point of Safe at Home was to encourage students to ask questions, you know, stuff they've been thinking about, stuff that they actually wonder. We tried to do it in a way that was safe, where they could ask anonymously, and we, you know, we had a text bank they could text those things into, and lots of questions came up, and we tried to do our best. We had a panel up there answering the questions. We had stuff, you remember some of the questions, like, what is sin?
Yeah.
Like, could we talk about, we're in a church, we talk about sin. What's, why is purity important? You know, standards, stuff like that. We had some questions about homosexuality, you know, does God still love me? Even if I am gay, and, you know, of course, yes, God loves people. Right. God loves you.
Yeah.
But one of the questions that stuck out to both you and me at the end, it was like the last question of the night, was this question, and I absolutely loved it, from a student. We don't know who the student was, but the question was, how do I know that I'm a Christian? And really, it was pretty clear that there was some guilt associated with the question.
Right.
Like, just the phrasing of it, I'm kind of paraphrasing the question, but like, they felt like if they had done too many bad things, God was done with them.
Right.
How, I mean, everybody got a chance to answer it. How did you answer that question? How does somebody know that God loves them, that they're in, that they're a Christian? Because I guess what we're hinting at is people don't understand. You've preached numerous times, preached a lot. Sometimes people get saved every single week. They keep raising their hand, How would you answer that question for somebody?
Well, the way I answered it is, I just said God loves you regardless. Like, he's not surprised, you know? Like, you can't woe him, at least in a negative way. Like, he's not... I could just never picture God like...
You did what?
Oh my gosh. Like lightning bolts, fire coming down. Like, and so that, and that's the way I answered it. One of our leaders said something along the lines of, you know, God loves you regardless. There's, what did he say? He said something like, God loves you no matter what, and there's nothing you can do or whatever to stop that. And you don't have to keep responding. You keep saying, I'm a Christian. You make the decision once and you are a Christian. So,
right.
Yeah.
Well, it's so important too, because our students really do feel that way.
Right.
And I don't think it's just students. I think humans feel that way. Yeah. I mentioned the story of my daughter, Haley, who, when she gets in trouble, she's five, when she gets in trouble, she literally does this. She gets so upset and so mad, and she says, she stomps her foot. She says, "Ugh!" And she's talking to Stacy or me. She says, "You hate me. You think I'm ugly." And I tried to relate to students that I think sometimes we feel that way.
Totally.
We've messed up. Yeah. We've done one too many things, and God's just mad at us. And it's self-induced. Like, you hate me, God. You think I'm ugly. But the truth is, he doesn't.
Right.
He loves us. He calls us his own. He calls us his kids. He adopts us into his family. And so that's what we were trying to do tonight, and trying to encourage people, whether you've been in church your whole life, which I think on the panel, you were the one, you were one of the few people,
only
one that wasn't raised in the church, or you're new to the church.
Yeah.
God has a high view of you. He thinks you're incredible.
Yeah.
He thinks you're great. He thinks you're outstanding.
Right.
And he loves you as you are. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
Good night.
Yeah, we're going to, in the next couple weeks, we're going to actually be going through a few more of these questions that students send in. Maybe we'll write about them or do another podcast about those questions. But I just thought it was important to address this question.
Right.
How do you know? Man, you love and trust Jesus?
Yeah.
He loves you.
Right.
He loves you more than you love yourself.
Mm-hmm. Check back next Thursday for another edition of Andy Jones Live. For more information or resources from Andy, check out his website at andyjoneslive.com.